David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 301. Twice bitten. I bit my lip again today. I say again because, as Dollop regulars will obviously remember, I marked my last lip-biting episode in a previous Dollop entitled The Pain-Inducing Hubris of the Autonomic Nervous System, which was, of course, Dollop Nerds. Yeah, that's right. Dollop 260. Give yourselves a dollop point, dollop nerds. Dollop points can be readily transferred into free consultation time at a psychiatric clinic, which, let's face it, will probably come in handy. In dollop 260, I wrote, I seem to bite my lip about once every 6 weeks. This was purely a conjecture. However, one good thing about doing these dollops is that I'm able to bite my lip and then check when the last time was that I bit my lip. This perk certainly makes all the work worthwhile. So my prediction was a lip bite about once every 6 weeks. And if these statistics are anything to go by, this is about right. Obviously, this isn't in any way definitive, given that I only have 2 lip-biting episodes diarised. However, the exciting news is that the next time that I bite my lip, I will be able to gain more of an idea of the frequency of these lip-biting incidents. If the current trend continues, then I should bite my lip again before the end of the year, and the end of this project. By which I mean the David's Daily Digital Dollop project, as opposed to my lip-biting analysis project, which is merely in its first stages. Rest assured, however, that if my next lip-biting happens after the dollops have finished, then obviously I will release a special bonus dollop in order to journal this. I'm sure that the majority of my listeners are excited by this additional element of drama that has been created here in these dollops, but they might be a bit frustrated that I didn't start this from the beginning of the year. After all, it's a wasted opportunity. And with the benefit of hindsight, I agree. However, I am aware that there may be a few of you who are less enthused by this. There may even be some of you who don't see any point or interest in this lip-biting journaling idea at all, and you just wish that I'd shut up about it and move on to something more exciting, like Wi-Fi-enabled kettles. But hang on a minute, because this project potentially has a practical use. If I discover that I bite my lip about once every 40 days, then maybe I can do something to combat this accidental lip-biting altogether. In Dollop 260, where I last talked about this subject, I mused as to why this happens every 6 weeks or so. After all, my brain clearly knows what it's doing when it's eating, yet now and again it seems to malfunction, and I bite my lip. If I discover that this happens about once every 40 days, then I can eradicate these lip-biting incidents by paying more conscious attention to my eating around about the 40th day and for the surrounding couple of days. Or maybe I would make an even more startling discovery and deduce that it occurs cyclically exactly every 40 days. Who knows? I might even discover that the 40-day lip-biting cycle is universally applicable, and my groundbreaking scientific discovery might lead to a complete eradication of lip biting altogether. No more split lips, no more ulcers and blisters. So think on that when you ridicule my project, because you won't be so cocky when I'm receiving the Nobel Prize for Science. Who knows what might happen? This discovery could take me to places. The world is my oyster, and I'll be able to eat that oyster without any fear of lip biting incidents, thanks to my amazing life-changing work. Sometimes the dollops are a work of comedy genius. Other times they are serious, paradigm-shifting and life-altering. There is just no knowing.